Staunton Bulldogs. As we are just about set to get half number two underway, the Vandals will have the ball to start the second half. And they will be moving from, it looks like, right to left as the Bulldogs take the field, set to kick away. It'll be Quentin Stonball and Connor Pugh set to return for the Vandals. As the ball is on the tee for the Bulldogs, and we are set. Vandals will be moving from right to left. The kick is away, and it's a squid kick. It's going to be fielded by Lucas Bowers. Lucas Bowers gets across the 45. He's going to be wrapped up shy of the 40, and that is where the Vandals offense will take over to start half number two as 7 seconds run off the clock. And the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10 from about the 37. So first down and 10 from the 37, excuse me. First down and 10 from the 39. Shotgun look for the Vandals. It's a quarterback keeper for Quentin Stonball. Stonball's across the 45. He's across midfield. And a nice run there by Quentin Stonball. First down for the Vandals. So first down and 10 for the Vandals as they got the ball moving, as they are about at the 48. So first down and 10 from the 48. Shotgun look again for the Vandals. Two receivers on each side, Connor DePue, and I believe that is Ian Whitehead, the man in motion. And some misdirection as Quentin Stonball is going to spin away from a sack, and he's going to get out of bounds at about the 50. What was happening was Ian Whitehead was going in motion. It was a misdirection play as Whitehead and Jake Heck ran into each other. Quentin Stonball had no choice but away from a tackle and was able to get out of bounds at the 48. So second down and 10 from the 48, no gain on the play for Stonball with 11:15 left to go until in the third quarter. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. Connor DePue, the lone man, to his left. Vandals moving from right to left as he gives it to Jake Keck, and Jake Keck fumbles a spare. And it's going to be recovered by the Bulldogs. Jake Keck was able to cleanly take the ball. It looked like he might have bobbled it in his left hand for a second as the ball popped out and the Bulldogs came away with the football. And they have the ball across midfield, first down and 10 from the Vandal 47. So first down and 10 from the Vandals 47. As the Bulldogs moving from left to right. Pistol look for the Bulldogs. Man in motion, that is Legender. It's a give to the running back Baker, and Baker is going to push his tile forward to about the 45, and it's going to be second down and about 5 from the 45. Second down and 6 from the 45. Bulldogs trying to tie the game up. Second down and 6 from the 45. Men in motion for Staunton. Frank takes a snap. He gives it to Aller. Aller's across midfield. He's looking for a lane, and he's pushed out of bounds about shy of the 30. Good enough for a Staunton first down. Nate Allen picks up the first down as the Bulldogs have the ball first down and 10. There's a man down on the sideline. First down and 10 from the 35. There's a man down on the sideline. he's being tended to by the Bulldogs training staff. As the Bulldogs take set up the offense, first down and 10 from the 35. First down and 10 from the Vandal 35. Frank takes a snap himself at the quarterback keeper. He's looking to bounce outside. He's across the 30, and he's wrapped up for about a gain of 7 or 8. Second down and 4 now from the Vandal 29. Or Vandal, excuse me, the Vandal 33. Second down and 4. From the 29. Second down and 4 from the 29. Frank takes a snap himself. He's looking to get a first down, and he's going to be wrapped up. I believe he got past the first down marker, and he's going to get the first down as the Bulldogs are in Vandal territory, deep in Vandal territory. First down and 10 from the 24, the Vandal 24-yard line. Bulldogs threatening to tie. Shotgun look for the Bulldogs, two men in the backfield. Frank gives it to Nate Auer. Nate Auer looking to get the edge. He's got blockers in front. He's across the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Stoughton. A 24-yard touchdown run for Nate Auer. From Nate Auer. So Nate Auer gets a touchdown at the 8:38 mark in the third quarter. And the Bulldogs tie the game up, are looking to tie the game up pending the extra point. So LaGrange out there to kick the PAT. A late substitution for the Bulldogs. As the play clock is at 5. Snap is down, kick is up, and it is good. And the Bulldogs tie this game up at 14. So 14-14, the Vandals and the Bulldogs are tied with 8 minutes and 38 seconds left to go until left in the third quarter. We'll take a break and come back with more here on WKRV.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Third quarter is going to be fueled by Lucas Bowers. As Bowers gets across the 45, and he's going to be wrapped up shy of the 50. So the Vandals will take the ball over, first down and 10 from their own, I believe, 47, maybe 46-yard line. So first down and 10 from the Vandals' 47-yard line. Vandals are moving from right to left in quarter number 3. So Quentin Stonebaugh back in the quarterback, Andrew Casey, and Connor DePeer, the receivers to his left, Jordan Colburn, and I believe that is Jacob Johnson to his right. Jake Keck, the man in the backfield. Man in motion, that is DePeer. It's a good to DePeer on the jet sweep. DePeer looking to get the corner. He's across midfield. He's across the 45. He is pushed out of bounds, shy of the 30. And the Vandals get across midfield. What a nice run there by Connor DePeer on the far side. I believe that was a second down note that they're going to say he got the first down. So first down and 10 from the Staunton 42. So first down and 10, ball on the Staunton 42-yard line. Now Andrew Casey under center, set to take the snaps for the Vandals. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. Casey, back to throw. He's looking. He finds a man on DePue, but it's almost intercepted by the Bulldog. He overthrew DePue once again, and it was almost intercepted by the Bulldog, Zayden Lilly. Xander Lilly, excuse me, who almost came away with the interception, his second interception of the night. But the Vandals still have the ball, second and 10 from the 42. Second down and 10 from the 42-yard line. Casey takes the snap. He's rolling to his left. He's got a block. He sets up a screen for Jacob Johnson. Johnson makes the catch. He's across the 35. He's across the 20. He's at the 15. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. Touchdown, Vandals. A 42-yard catch and run by Jacob Johnson. As Andrew Casey finds him, they set up a screen pass to Jacob Johnson, and he ran all the way in from 42 yards out. As we want to remind you, that touchdowns are brought to you by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental, Turn at the Dragon, and Stir Fix a Lot for great deals and great advice at your Kaskaskia Supply and Rental in Vandalia. Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Snap is down, kick is up, it is good. And the Vandals retake the lead. It is 21-14 after a 42-yard touchdown pass from Casey to Jacob Johnson at the 7:48 mark in quarter number three. So 21-14, the Vandals lead the Staunton Bulldogs with 7:48 left to go here in quarter number three. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Hi, I'm Jason Miller, Vice President of Bank of Hillsborough. Being part of the community, I know these people. I've known these people's families. Now I'm working with people I grew up with's children, helping them get loans or helping them with their accounts. And it's really satisfying. I've worked with their parents, them, and their children. Being able to take care of them and meet their financial needs and help them achieve their dreams, that's the best part of my job. Bank of Hillsborough, let's make it happen.
Member FDIC.
21-14, the Vandals lead the Staunton Bulldogs with 7:48 left to go here in quarter number three. 42-yard touchdown pass from Andrew Casey to Jacob Johnson at the 7:48 mark as Johnson's kick is away and it is going to be fielded by the Bulldogs. Bulldogs trying to get across the 35 and he's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. I believe near the 35, excuse me. So it's going to be first down and 10 from the 32-yard line. And that is where the Bulldogs will take over here in the third quarter. First down and 10 from the Bulldog 32. 7:39 left to go here in quarter number three. Bulldogs moving from left to right. As a man in motion, that is Nate Auer. It's a whistle and a flag thrown, though, and I believe that's going to be a false start on the Bulldogs. False start for the Bulldogs. That's going to set them back 5 yards. It's going to be first down and 15 from the 37. So first down and 15 from the Bulldogs, 27, excuse me. First down and 15 from the Bulldog, 27. 7:38 left to go here in the third quarter. Vandals lead the Bulldogs, 21-14. Elliot Frank is in this shotgun look. Two men in the backfield. If they give to Nate Auer, Auer looking to get across the edge. He is across the 30. He's across the 35. and he's wrapped up near the 35, making it second down and about 8 or 9 at the Bulldog 35. So second down and 6 now from the Bulldog 35. 7:08, let's go here in the third quarter. Second down and 6 from the Bulldog 35. Frank, back to throw. Instead, he's going to give it to Kyrie Taylor on a little trickery play, and Kyrie Taylor's going nowhere. He's wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage as it's going to be third down and long for the Bulldogs as Jacob Johnson wrapped him up in the backfield. And it's going to be third down and 13 for the Bulldogs at about the 35. So third down and 15 from about the 35-yard line for the Bulldogs. Third down and 13 from the 28. Man in motion is Kyrie Taylor. Back to throw is Elliott Frank. And the pass is away. It's intercepted by Colin DePue. DePue is across the 15. He's across the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Touchdown, Colin DePue. A pick six from Connor DePue. And the Vandals out on the early lead. It's 28-14, or it's 27-14, excuse me, pending the extra point. Connor DePue picked it off about the, I want to say 40-yard line, and was able to run it in untouched. As Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Jordan Colburn set to hold. Snap is high as Colburn's going to field this himself. He's going to the edge. He is in for the two-point conversion as the Vandals tack on two more to make it 29-14 with 6:08 left to go here in quarter number three. 29-14, the Vandals lead with 6 minutes and 8 seconds left to go until quarter number four. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Well, we're pretty deep into summer now. That AC unit has been cranking along for a while. So if yours starts to have some issues, don't suffer and swelter. Just call Hunter Appliance Heating and Air in Vandalia. Hunter Appliance can fix any brand. And if your current AC unit is done for, Hunter can get you set up with a brand new one. Just give them a call at 283-3224, 283-3224, or stop by and see them on North 5th Street in Vandalia. Hunter Appliance Heating and Air.
14, the Vandals lead the Staunton Bulldogs with 6:08 left to go here until half number two, and quarter number three, excuse me. So we want to remind you that Vandals touchdowns are brought to you in part by K. Marsh Insurance at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Call them at 618-431-8283. That's K. Marsh Insurance in Vandalia. As Jacob Johnson on to add, or on the kickoff, as it's a little squid kick, and it's going to be fielded by Zane Anderson, as he's going to fall on it, and the Bulldogs will take over first down in their own territory. They got first down and 10 from the 27. So first down and 10 from the 27. 6:06 left to go here in the third quarter. First down and 10 from the 27. As these Bulldogs set up first and 10 from the 27. It's a give to Baker. Baker cuts inside. He's going to be wrapped up by a few Vandals. Brought down by Sam Bowers for a four-yard gain. Make it second down and 6. From the 30. Second down and 6 from the 30. Give this to Baker. Baker looking to cut out inside, but he is going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals as Caden Tidwell was there, as was Corbin Myers.
as he's going backwards for a loss of three, making it third down and nine. Third down and nine from the 27. As the Bulldogs break the huddle, two men on each side. Jesse Baker, the man in the backfield. Baker takes a snap himself, and he's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals once again. And that's going to bring it fourth down and long, and the Bulldogs are going to have to punt. So Carter Legender out to punt the ball away. Fourth down and eight from the 28. 4:18 left to go in the third quarter. Jordan Colburn and Connor DePew back to return the punt. So Legender fields the punt, gets it away, as Connor DePew is going to field it at about the 30. He bottles it, picks up at the 25 as Connor DePew looking to make a move. He is across the 24, and he's wrapped up about the 24, maybe 23-yard line, as that is where the Vandals will have the ball with 3:54 left to go here in the third quarter. So first down and 10 from about the 24-yard line is where they're going to spot it. Vandals moving from right to left. First down and 10 from... First down and 10 from the 24. Two men in the backfield for Quentin Stumball. Wade Brannon to his right. DePew and Whitehead to his left. Jacob Johnson and Jay Keck in the backfield. Stumball goes play. Actually, he's going to keep it himself on a quarterback run, and he's going to be across the 25 and wrapped up shy of the 30. So a good run there on a quarterback keeper from Quentin Stumball. As they're going to say, he got a five-yard gain. It's going to be second down and five from the 29. Second down and five from the 29. As the Vandals getting the play call from Coach Clay. Second down and five from the 28. DePew back to throw. He's looking. He's going to step up in the pocket. He's going to fake the pass, and he's going to pull it down himself, and he's going to be wrapped up about the 35. Good enough for Vandals' first down. A nice run there by Quentin Stumball. As they're going to say, he got across the 35. They're going to mark it at the 36, giving the Vandals the ball first down and 10 from their own 36. First down and 10 from the Vandals' 36-yard line. 2:49 left to go here in the third quarter. Stumball looking to the sideline. Connor DePew, the lone receiver, to his left, three on his right. Keck still in the backfield. The quarterback keeper for Quentin Stumball. Stumball's across the 45. He's across the 40. He's going to be wrapped up shy of about the 46, maybe 47-yard line. A nice run there by Quentin Stumball on a quarterback keeper. So first down and 10 from about the 46. As the Vandals running the ball very well right now, trying to bleed some clock. Stumball goes play action. He's looking. He's rolling to his right. He throws it away, but it's going to be incomplete. And there's a flag on the play in the area of holding. And I believe this is going to be on the Vandals. Flag is on the play. They're going to say it's holding on the Vandals. And they're going to be back, going backwards. Making it first down and long. So Vandals are going backwards here. 15-yard penalty, so it's going to be, or 10-yard penalty, excuse me, so it's going to be first down and 20 from the 36. First down and 20 from the 36-yard line. Two receivers on each side of Stonball, pistol formation for the Vandals. Stonball back to throw. Sets up a screen for DePue. DePue catches it about the 45. He's looking for a move or for room to run. He's going to be wrapped up as he got just past the 45. I believe he's going to be marked at the 35. It was going to be about the 37. So it's second down and 18 from the 37. As Andrew Casey in at quarterback now. Second down and 18 from the Vandal 37. Minute 30 left to go here in the third quarter. One receiver to his left. That is Connor DePue. Colburn Whitehead. And DePue to his right, or to Johnson, excuse me, to his right. Casey takes the snap. He's rolling to his right. Looking to throw it away. He's throwing it deep downfield, and it's over the head of Connor DePue, making it third down and long with a minute 11 left to go here in the quarter. Vandals got pressure right away. Well, the Vandals were pressured, excuse me. And it's going to be third down and 18 from the Vandal 37. Third down and 18 from the Vandals 37. Whitehead, DePue, and Colburn to the left of Casey. Jacob Johnson to his right. Jake Heck still in the backfield. Casey getting some instructions from Vandals coach Jason Clay. Play clock at 5. Casey takes a snap, rolls to his right. He's looking to throw. He's airing that downfield to Jacob Johnson, who can't make the catch. A lot of contact and no flag on the play. Johnson's wanting a pass interference call. But either way, it's going to be fourth down and a long 18 as the Vandals are going to be forced to punt with a minute 3 left to go here in the quarter. Vandals are going to be forced to punt with a minute 3 left to go here in quarter number 3. 29-14, the Vandals lead with a minute 3 left to go in the third quarter. Jacob Johnson back to punt. Kyrie Taylor and Nate Aller set to return. Johnson's punt is away. It's going to be bounced about the 35. It's going to roll to about the 30, maybe the 31. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Bulldogs on their own 35. There is a flag on the play, however. So it's a flag on the play. It was running into the kicker, so the Vandals are going to get the ball back. An automatic first down penalty on the Bulldogs, and the Vandals are going to have the ball back around the 30. Just looks like they're going to be set up just shy of midfield. No, they're past midfield, my apologies. So the Vandals are past midfield on the 47. So it's first down and 10 from the Vandal 47. So Andrew Casey still in it, under center quarterback. Wade Brandon and Jacob Johnson to his right. Connor DePue and Ian Whitehead to his left. Jacob Johnson in the backfield. First and 10 from the Bulldogs 47. Casey back to throw. He steps up in the pocket. He's going to run it himself, and he's going to be brought down, and a couple of flags are out. Two flags have been thrown on the play. Andrew Casey was going to run in the pocket. It's going to be a face mask call on the Bulldogs. So it's going to be another automatic first down for the Vandals. So it's a 15-yard penalty. So ball on the 30, first down and 10 from the Bulldogs 30 for the Vandals. Will be 29-14, excuse me, with 40 seconds left to go in the quarter. One receiver to his left, three to his right. Casey back to throw. He gives it instead. No, it's a quarterback keeper for Casey, and Casey's going to dive forward as he's past the 25, shy of the 20. A nice quarterback keeper there by Andrew Casey. He's got a gain of about 6 or 7 on the play, so it's second down and 4 from the 24. Second down and four from the 24. And the Vandals are just going to let the clock run out and take it to the fourth quarter. So 29-14, the Vandals lead the Staunton Bulldogs after three quarters. We'll take a break and come back with the fourth here on WKRV.
When looking for your next home, look no further than RE/MAX. Your local RE/MAX office is ready to help you find your next place to call home. They are dedicated to finding your dream home and have in-depth knowledge of our local community. So when looking for your next place to call home, look local at our local RE/MAX. Give them a call at 618-283-4436. That's your local RE/MAX at 618-283-4436 to find your next place to call home.
The Vandals lead the Staunton Bulldogs as we enter the fourth quarter. Vandals will have the ball second down and four from the 24. Vandals will be moving from left to right here in quarter number four. As the Vandals have gotten touchdowns off a 50-yard touchdown run from Connor DePue, a 39-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stomball, a 42-yard touchdown pass from Andrew Casey to Jacob Johnson, and a 45-yard pick six, from Connor DePue. As we enter the third quarter, Bulldogs' lone touchdowns came off a 2-yard touchdown run from Kyrie Taylor and a 24-yard touchdown run from Nate Aller. As the Bulldogs trail 29-14 here in the fourth quarter. 29-14, the Vandals lead in the fourth quarter. Second down and four from the Bulldogs 24. Andrew Casey still the play caller. Or still a quarterback, I should say. Two receivers on each side. Keck in the backfield. Casey gives it to Jay Keck, and he's going to be wrapped up shy of about the 20 for a short yard on or a short gain on second down, making it third down and short for the Vandals. I believe it's going to be third down and four for the Vandals. Third down and three, excuse me. Ball on the 23. It'll be interesting to see how the Vandals want to play this, if they want to try to add one more score on, if they want to run the ball a little bit more. Each team has all their timeouts. Third down and three from the 23. Play clock at eight. Man in motion is Whitehead. If it gets to Whitehead on a jet sweep, Whitehead cuts inside. He's going to be bouncing off a couple of tackles. He's across the 20, and Ian Whitehead, a nice gain, and he's going to be pushed out of. He's going to be pushed down about the 15. Good enough for Vandal first down off a jet sweep run from Ian Whitehead. A nice run there by Ian Whitehead gives the Vandals the ball at first down and 10 on the Bulldogs 16. First down and 10 from the Bulldogs 14, excuse me. As Casey looks to the sideline for the signal from Coach Clay. Two receivers on each side. Shotgun look for the Vandals. Whitehead in motion once again. Play action. Casey looking to the pew. He's got him caught. Touchdown, Vandals. Turner to pew from 14 yards out. Andrew Casey went play action. And he found Connor DePue on a slant route, and the Vandals add on to the lead. It's 35-14, pending the extra point with 10:30 left to go in the fourth quarter. Andrew Casey from Connor DePue from 14 yards out. Isaac Saginaw to add the extra point attempt. Snap is down, kick is up, it is good. And the Vandals add on to their lead. It's now 36-14. 36-14 with 10 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the ballgame. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Do you know where your food comes from? I'm Dustin Smith, in with People's State Bank, here to let you know that the majority of your food comes from family farms. Large and small farms are run by hardworking families just like yours, who share the same values as you. Through planning and passion, they provide safe food for your family and their own. We're thankful for the opportunity to serve the farm families in our communities.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
We want to remind you that Vandals Touchdowns are brought to you by Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. Turn at the Dragon and Stirrup and Fix a Lot for great deals and great advice at your Kaskaskia Supply and Rental in Vandalia. As Jacob Johnson is set to kick off for the Bulldogs, will be May Aller and Corbin Carlson set to return the kick. As the kick is away, and it's going to be fielded by Nate Aller, who fields it about the 15. He gets across the 25, is across the 30. He's making a move. He's across the 45, or the 35, excuse me. And he's wrapped up around the 40. So a nice return there by Nate Aller as he's got Staunton at the ball, first down and 10 from the 36-yard line. First down and 10 from the 36 for the Bulldogs. First down and 10 from the 36. 10:22 left to go in the game. Bulldogs moving from right to left. Both teams have all three timeouts. A shotgun look for the Bulldogs, a tight wing set. Two receivers to his right as a man in motion is Baker. Back to throw with Franks, and he's going to be brought up and sacked by the Vandals. Wrapped up by Sam Bowers. As he comes up with the stack, and it's going to be second down and long for the Bulldogs. Elliott Frank had nowhere to go as he's wrapped up for a 10-yard loss, making it second down and 20 from the 27. Second down and 20 from the 27. Shotgun look again for the Bulldogs. Back to throw is Elliott Frank. He's looking. Pressure coming once again from Bowers. He steps away, and he's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals once again. That was Bryce Hartlib and Caden Tidwell once again on the tackles, making it third down and 15 for the Bulldogs on their own 30. Third down and 15 for the Bulldogs on their own 30. 9:20 left to go in the quarter, or in the game, excuse me. Third down and 15. From the 30. Third down and 15 from the Bulldog 30. Bulldogs moving from right to left. Play clock at 11. Shotgun look for the Bulldogs. Man in motion. Frank takes a snap. He's going to step up in the pocket looking to throw, and it's going to be knocked away incomplete by Connor DePue. He was inches away from coming up with his second interception of the night. And it looks like the Bulldogs are going to try to go for it here on fourth down. No, it looks like they're just going to go ahead and punt it away with 8:52 left to go here in the fourth quarter. The Vandals lead the Bulldogs with 8:52 left to go in the game. Vernon Colburn and Connor DePue set to return the punt. Legender back to punt the ball away. Play clock at 9. The punt is away, and it's going to be fielded by DePue. He fields it about the 35. He gets across the 40. He's across the 45, and he's going to be wrapped up just past the 45. And that is where the Vandals will take it over, first down and 10 from the 46. First down and 10 from their own 46. 8:42 left to go here in the ballgame. Andrew Casey back out at quarterback. Three receivers to his right, one to his left. DePue, the lone man, to his left. Jacob Johnson, Wade Brandon, and Ian Whitehead. To his right, Jake Keck in the backfield. Look, expect the Vandals to bleed the clock here. 8:42 left to go in the ballgame. Casey gives it to Jake Keck. Keck bounces off a couple of tacklers, and he's going to be wrapped up about the short for a short gain, I believe. It's going to be second down and 9 from the 47. make it second down and 10 from the 46, excuse me, so he got no gain on the play. But second down and 10 from the 46. Second down and 10 from the own 40, from their own 46. Play clock at 15. Expect the Vandals to try to take as much time off the clock as they can. Casey, play action. He gets a pass away. It's caught by Wade Brandon for a first down. And Wade Brandon is wrapped up at about the 40. Good enough for a Vandal first down. And the Vandals are once again in Bulldog territory. Make it first down and 10 from the Bulldog 40. And 10 from the Bulldogs 40. 7:40 left to go in the contest. Two receivers on each side. Brandon and Johnson to his right. Whitehead and Depew to his left. Keck still in the backfield. Andrew Casey, pistol formation. The give is to Jay Keck, and Jay Keck is going to be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage, and the Vandals are going backwards. It's going to be second down and long with 7:09 left to go in the quarter. So second down and 12. From the 43-yard line. 6:55 left to go in the game. Kicking down and 12 from the 43. Two receivers on each side of Casey. Keck in the backfield. 6:40 left to go in the game. Man in motion, that's Whitehead. It's a bobbled snap, and Casey fields it cleanly. As cleanly as he could have in that situation, and it's going to be third down and long for the Vandals with the ball on the 43, or a loss of three, excuse me, so it's on the 46. So third down and 16 from the 46, 6:15 left to go in the game. Trips to the left of Casey, Johnson the lone receiver to his right. Whitehead, Brandon, Depew to his left. Keck in the backfield. Back to throw is Casey. Pressure coming. He's trying to get away, and he's just going to go ahead and get sacked by the Bulldogs. Sacked by the senior lineman, Thomas Campbell. And the Vandals are going to go ahead and punt it away with 5:38 left to go in the game. So sacked back at the 40. And Jacob Johnson is going to go ahead and punt it away on the 40. There's going to be a whistle and a timeout taken by the Bulldogs. So Storm's going to go ahead and take their first timeout here in the half. As we remind you, that timeout are brought to you by Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page or call them at 618-699-4061. Again, that is Irons Golf Simulator, 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Call them at 618-699-4061. I also want to remind you that timeouts are brought to you by Culberson Heating and Cooling in Vandalia, your local Ream team dealer. Ream, a new degree of comfort. 5:25 left to go in the game. Vandals lead the Bulldogs 36-14. As the Vandals are going to go ahead and punt it away. So back to receive for the Bulldogs. It's going to be Kyrie Taylor and Nate Auer. So Kyrie Taylor and Nate Auer back to receive the punt. Fourth down and 25 from the 40. Johnson botches the punt a little bit. Gets the punt away, though, and it's going to be fielded by the Bulldogs, and I think they're just going to go ahead and let it bounce. So it's going to bounce all the way down. It's going to try to field it near their own 10-yard line. So the Bulldogs are going to have the ball first down and 10, but they're deep in their own territory. So it's going to be placed inside the 10-yard line. They're going to spot it at the 9, so the Bulldogs are going to have the ball first down and 10 from their own 9-yard line. Bulldogs moving from right to left. It's first down and 10 from their own 9. First down and 10 from the Bulldog 9-yard line. 5:14 left to go here in the game. Two receivers on each side of Staunton or Elliott Frank, the quarterback. Frank takes the snap. He's back to throw. He's looking. He's got a man open. It's caught by Nate Allen for a first down, but he's wrapped up right away by Jordan Colburn and by Keegan Turner. So a gain of a first down for the Bulldogs as the clock continues to run. 5:04 left to go in the game. First down and 10 from the 25. Vandals lead 36-14. 36-14, the Vandals lead with 4:50 left to go in the game. And in motion for the Bulldogs. Back to throw once again is Franks, and he's going to be wrapped up and sacked by the Vandals. That's Jaden Rosetto who wrapped him up. The first sack of the night for Jaden Rosetto. And it's going to be second down and long for the Vandals. For the Bulldogs, excuse me. Second down and 20 on the Bulldogs, 15. With 4:25 left to go in the game. Second down and 20 from the Bulldogs, 16. 4:13 left to go in the game. Frank takes a snap. He's looking to throw. He's going to get the pass away, but it's going to be dropped by Jake Spencer. And Jake Spencer couldn't hold on to the pass. And it's going to be third down and long for the Bulldogs on their own 16. We're going to have a whistle and a timeout taken. Timeout taken by the Bulldogs. It's going to be their second timeout taken. With 4:02 left to go. Reminder that timeouts are brought to you by Islands Golf Simulator in Axelon at 2525 Veterans Avenue in Vandalia. Check out more information on their Facebook page or call them at 618-699-4061. Again, Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing at 2525 Burns Avenue in Vandalia. 4:02 left to go here in the game. Bulldogs face a third down and 20 from their own 36. Vandals got touchdown scores off of a 50-yard touchdown run from Connor DePue at the 11:41 mark in the second quarter, a 39-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stallball at the 7:04 mark in the second quarter, a 42-yard touchdown pass, Andrew Casey to Jacob Johnson at the 7:48 mark in the third quarter, a Connor DePue pick six from 45 yards out in the third quarter as well, and a Andrew Casey to Connor DePue touchdown pass from 14 yards out at the 10:30 mark in the fourth quarter. So the Bulldogs have broken their huddle. There's 4 minutes and 2 seconds left to go here in the contest. Back to throw is Frank. He's looking. He's trying to avoid the rush, and he's going to get the pass away. It's going to be intercepted by the Vandals. Intercepted by Jordan Colburn at about the 42, maybe 41-yard line. And the Vandals offense is going to take over first down and 10 from about the 40. The second interception for the Vandals on the night. And it sets them up first down and 10 from the 40 with 3:52 left to go in the game. A couple of offensive changes for the Vandals. As Brody Matthews is in at running back. Caden Whitaker in at wide receiver as well. So Quentin Stumball back in the quarterback. First down and 10 from the 40. So that's the Vandals to just run out the clock here. So first down and 10 for the Vandals on their on the Bulldog 40. Play clock at 4. And the Vandals are going to go ahead and just burn a timeout. So timeout taken by the Vandals with 3:52 left to go here in the game. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Your hometown Vandalia McDonald's is a part of the community and salutes the high school student athletes in our town. Whether it's for a drink run for the office during the day, starting your day off with breakfast, or grabbing dinner on your way home, make your hometown Vandalia McDonald's a part of your day. That's your Vandalia McDonald's, a proud supporter of our student athletes. That's McDonald's on Veterans Avenue in Vandalia.
Call Brickyard Builders LLC for your next construction job. Brickyard Builders LLC can take care of all new construction and post-frame construction. And Brickyard Builders also is the call to make for any additions, decks, and exterior remodels. Call Landon Fiesel and Brickyard Builders at 618-367-3894. 618-367-3894. That's 618-367-3894 for Brickyard Builders LLC.
So first down and 10 from the 40. 36-14, the Vandals lead with 3:52 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Stonball. Two men in the backfield is Dylan Hinton and Brody Matthews. Two receivers to his left, one to his right. And the give is to, and it's a quarterback keeper for Stonball, and he's going to be wrapped up right away for a short gain, making it second down and long for the Vandals with 3:43 left to go in the game. So second down and 11, a loss of one with 3:27 left to go in the game. So the clock continues to run for the Vandals. Third down and 13. Second down and 11 on the 41. It's a give to the sophomore running back, Brody Matthews. And Matthews just gets a short gain, making it third down and long for the Vandals. Third down and 11. With 2:42 left to go in the game, Vandals just looking to run out some of the clock. Sean has one timeout remaining. 2:32 left to go in the game. Give is to Brady Matthews, as Matthews is going to run for a first down and more, and that's going to continue to remove the clock for the Vandals as they are deep now in bull ball territory, first down and 10 from about the 35, maybe right at the 30-yard line. So first down and 10 from the bull ball 30-yard line. Exactly 2 minutes left to go in the game. Minute 55 left to go in the game. First down and 10 from the Bulldog 29. Stonball, two men on each side. A given to Matthews that there's going to be a whistle and a false start penalty on the Vandals. So they're going backwards, first down and 15 from about the 34. First down and 15 with the ball on the 34. So the clock will continue to run. Right at a minute 35 left to go in the game. So the Vandals will improve to 1-1 on the year. As they're going to come away with the 36-14 win over the Staunton Bulldogs. Stonball gives it to Hinton. And Dylan Hinton is going to keep the pile moving, making a second down and long for the Vandals. That's the original line of scrimmage, so it's going to be second down and 10 from about the 29. So 55 seconds left to go in the game. Vandals improved to 1-1 on the season. They will be back on the road on Friday to take on the Carlinville Cavaliers. As the Vandals are just going to go ahead and let the clock run out. Play clock at 15, 40 seconds left to go in the game. Two men on each side of Stonball. Gives it to Matthews, who fumbles the ball. And I believe the Bulldogs fell on it with 23 seconds left to go. So the Vandals were able to recover the ball, and the clock is going to go ahead and run out. So the Vandals are going to improve to 1-1 on the season as they come away with a 36-14 win over the Staunton Bulldogs. 36-14, the Vandals take the lead, or take the win over the Staunton Bulldogs. We're going to take a break and come back and wrap this one up here on WKRV.
Hey, it's Domer Mills with Heck Chevrolet of Vandalia. And I got to tell you, if you haven't checked out the all-new Chevy Trax, you need to stop by here at your local Chevy dealer. It's the Cars.com Best Car of 2024 award winner. And with five different trim levels, all starting under $25,000, you'll see why the 2024 Trax is being called the small SUV that's big on value. So if safety, style, and a spacious interior is what you're looking for, the all-new 24 Trax just might be the perfect car for you. So stop by your local Chevy dealer, Heck Chevrolet of Vandalia, 122 West Gallatin Street, downtown Vandalia, Illinois. Check us out online at VandaliaChevy.com or call us at 618-283-0381. Chevy, together we drive.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
Are you a contractor? If so, listen up. Hi, I'm Pat Click from McKellar Robertson McCarty & Click Insurance Agency in Vandalia. Our partner, Pekin Insurance, is known for providing the best contractor coverage in the area. They've thought of everything, from covering your facilities to protecting your tools and equipment while on the road, and even your employees. Ready to learn more? Call us at MRMC Insurance at 618-283-4200 and let us help build a Pekin Insurance portfolio that protects your business, your employees, and your livelihood.
Who turned a decorated academic and athletic experience into a successful leadership role in education?
I did.
Who will be next to weigh the endless benefits of earning a first-class education close to home?
I will.
Who's training in a specialized program for a promising start in healthcare?
I am.
Jumpstart your career journey and college experience at the place with enviable skilled programs, growing campus amenities, and amazing value. This is Kaskaskia College. Success starts here.
Your local South Central FS Fast Stop is excited to offer 15 cents off per gallon for the first 90 days for new Fast Stop fuel card holders. You heard that right, 15 cents off. Even businesses are eligible for this discount. Simply apply and be approved for your Fast Stop fuel card to experience the savings. Don't put it off. Visit your local Fast Stop today to apply. Make Fast Stop your first stop.
For any truck-related issue, the call to make is Dish Truck Repair in Alma. Dish Truck Repair in Alma has mobile repair trucks, computer diagnostics, tires, and a full-service shop that can handle anything from oil changes to overhauls, and they do all trailer repairs. Just give them a call at 547-3182. That's 547-3182. You can also check them out online, DishTruckingAndRepair.com, or you can find them on Facebook. That's Dish Truck Repair in Alma.
Quality work at a reasonable price. That's exactly what you'll get with Newsom's Pressure Washing. Newsom's Pressure Washing offers pressure and soft washing for roofs, siding, gutters, decks, and more. They do residential and commercial work, and they are fully insured. And Newsom's Pressure Washing offers free estimates. So for quality work at a reasonable price, call Newsom's Pressure Washing 694-2638. 618-694-2638. Newsom's Pressure Washing.
At LLCU, we love football, and it's time to drive to the end zone. Come into LLCU, pick a football, and receive an auto loan rate discount anywhere from 0.25% to 2.00% off of our already great loan rates. Get pre-approved before you car shop or refinance your car loan, and you could save with our competitive rates. Promotion ends October 31st or while footballs last. Visit LLCU.org for details. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more. Rates and terms subject to credit. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hello, Jake from Northside Ford. We love to sell cars. We have a lot full of vehicles to choose from. Pick one out and enjoy the easy process. A quick trade appraisal, and we will quickly get you great numbers. I understand that everyone is busy and I respect your time. Did I mention we love to sell vehicles? So we will do our best to earn your business. You will see how easy it is to be a Northside customer. Thank you for your business from everyone at Northside Ford.
Whether it's just a small issue with your vehicle all the way up to a major job, don't make a move before you head to Expert Service on Hillsboro Road in Vandalia. Expert Service has better than 30 years of combined experience, so they've tackled it all before. And Expert Service will get you an estimate the same day you bring your vehicle in. So whether it's just the check engine light coming on or all the way up to an engine replacement, the stop to make is Expert Service in Vandalia. You can visit them online at ExpertServiceAutoRepair.com. That's ExpertServiceAutoRepair.com for Expert Service in Vandalia.
So 36-14, Vandals come away with the win against the Staunton Bulldogs here in week number two to improve to 1-1 on the season. Taking a look at the scoring summary, the Bulldogs got on the board first in the late in the first quarter, as with 9.8 seconds left. Kyrie Taylor of the Bulldogs was able to run the ball in from 2 yards out. The extra point attempt was good, giving the Bulldogs a 7-0 lead. Then, at the 11:41 mark in the second quarter, Connor DePeel had a 50-yard touchdown run off a jet sweep. Isaac Sagan's extra point attempt was good to tie the game at 7 in the second quarter. Then, a few moments later, Quentin Stallball had a 39-yard touchdown run of his own to give the Vandals the 14-7 lead. Then the Bulldogs were able to tie it early in the third quarter as a 25-yard run from Nate Aller tied the game at 14 with 8:38 left to go in the third quarter. But it was going to be all Vandals from there as a few moments later, Andrew Casey connected with Jacob Johnson from 42 yards out for a touchdown pass to give the Vandals a 21-7 lead. Then a few minutes later, Connor DePeel had a 45-yard pick six touchdown. And the two-point attempt was good, giving the Vandals a 29-14 lead, excuse me. And then at the 10:30 mark in the fourth quarter, Andrew Casey found Connor DePeel in the end zone from 14 yards out to give the Vandals the 36-14 win. As you're listening to the Vandals postgame show brought to you by BC Concrete and Construction, owner Dustin Chandler and his crew can handle residential and commercial work. They do foundations, flat work, and stamped concrete. They have 20 years of experience, and they are professional, dependable, and guarantee the highest quality of work. Call them at 618-267-2571. That's 618-267-2571 for DC Concrete and Construction. Our highlight of the night is brought to you by Motivated Outdoors. Motivated Outdoors is a next-gen hunting blinds dealer. They also do soil sampling, bush hogging, garden tilling, small tree and brush cleaning, landscape, rock, and mulch. Mulch installation, excuse me, and much more. You can reach them at 618-267-3668. Again, that is 618-267-3668 for Motivated Outdoors. As our highlight of the night, it comes down once again to two. Our first highlight of the night is going to be the Connor DePeel pick six from 45 yards out that really gave the Vandals a huge momentum boost, giving them the 29-14 lead. And it's also going to be the 42-yard touchdown pass from Andrew Casey to Jacob Johnson at the 7:48 mark. They gave them a lead that they would never look back from. Looking ahead to next week, the Vandals will be on the road once again when they travel to Carlinville to take on the Cavaliers. We'll have the broadcast for you on 107.1 FM WKRV. Reminder that tomorrow morning, we'll have the Sports Connection. I'll speak with Vandals football coach Jason Clay. We'll also hear from other coaches around the area. We'll hear from Megan Murphy from South Central Volleyball and Vandals Brownstown Volleyball Coach Benny Hazlett and much more. Again, that is tomorrow morning, the Sports Connection at 8 a.m. 36, 14, the Vandals are win against the Staunton Bulldogs. For Lexi back in the studio, I'm Isaac Isringhausen saying good night from Staunton High School.
Vandals football on 107.1 FM, WKRV, available streaming at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app, is presented by Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, Hosick Motors in Vandalia, and Vandalia Mayor Rick Gottman and the City of Vandalia. It's also brought to you by Country Financial Agents Joe Sefton and Kirk Doring, Midland States Bank, Dish Trucking and Alma, Newsom's Pressure Washing, Land of Lincoln Credit Union, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, Northside Ford in Effingham, South Central FS, Bank of Hillsboro, Kaskaskia College, Expert Service, McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance, F&B Community Bank of Vandalia, Ramsey, Patoka, Mulberry Grove, and Greenville, Denny's, Sloan Implement, Holton File Funeral Home, First State Bank of Beecher City, LCB, CPAs, and Advisors, Driftstone Pueblo in St. Elmo, Copper Penny and Blind Society in downtown Vandalia, ADS Electric, Edward Jones agent Aaron Alderson, Hosick Motors, Game Plan Investment Financial Advisor Brock Brannon, Irons Golf Simulator and Axe Throwing, United Fidelity Bank, Hunter Appliance Heating and Air, Remax Alliance, Lock Flooring Innovations, People's State Bank, Dynamic Dental Group, McDonald's of Vandalia, Heck Chevrolet, Timberman and Company, Motivated Outdoors, DC Concrete and Construction, ProWire, Brickyard Builders, Bank of Hillsboro, and Country Financial Agent Jordan Mahan.